weekend. He's Bish. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
Welcome to the show. It's John Bishop, Kelvin Roberts. This is the Sunday service. No, that's wrong. It's not the Sunday service. It once was the Sunday service, but it now may be Saturday night, and it's now Alphabet Soup. That was the most unprofessional beginning to any show ever.
This show gets any later, it'll be in a midnight mass.
I tell you what, though, if it was the midnight mass, that'd do, because then it'd be Sunday. In someone's head, somewhere.
Ah, of course.
See what I'm saying? What I did? See, messing with the time. So, just to let everyone know, this is the Alphabet Soup. As I say, it was a stumbling start, but it is the Alphabet Soup. This is John Bishop. I'm here with Kelvin Roberts.
Hey up.
Say something. I'm just going to have a cup of tea.
Right. Well, here we are. It's series two, up to the letter B.
Yeah,
of
that's
the things
it.
We like. That was a quick slurp of soup. Then.
No, not soup tea. But also, I said it's not a series. It's not a series. Remember, it's not a series. It's a season.
Season. That's right.
Season two. We're on season.
Like 24.
That's it. We are. Yeah. Like Jack Bauer. Well, almost like Jack Bauer. So, except that we haven't saved the world. Or anyone like the world. I mean, I tell you what, if you were to consider things and you look at Jack Bauer, are they bringing a film out or another series or something?
They brought out a special two-hour film, which I thought was actually a cinema release, and it's not. It's just gone straight to television.
Oh, that's right. We discussed this the other day. You told me about it. That's what I've heard about it, yeah?
That's right. So anyone listening to this show now probably think this is a repeat.
This is a repeat, hey!
And it's not. That was old news.
Yeah. But whilst we're doing this show, I have to tell you as well, for anyone, I've just been sent an email by a mate of mine, and it's called The Tunnel of Death. And if somebody sends you that email, have a look at it. It looks like it's some Eastern European tunnel, and it's all the crashes that take place in the tunnel. And if you watch it, you will not drive quickly through the Mersey Tunnel again. I tell you what, I've never seen such bad driving in all my life. There's a bit there where two trucks have turned upside down and there's a little mini trying to weave in between them. The trucks are upside down. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, no.
I'll send it to your screen.
Thank you.
Mental. A ladder just turned over there and the wheels fell off it like a clown car. I mean, this is terrible because it could have been a bad time. So people could have been having a bad time, but it was amusing whilst I was looking at it. Anyway, for those who don't know, the premise of this show is that every week we take a letter of the alphabet, we discuss things around that letter of the alphabet, and then all hijinks and funny stuff ensues from there. So
you think we should break the myth of radio and explain that we can't actually see each other today?
Do you want to break the heart of the people listening?
I think I think we should embrace the listener.
Go on then.
Into how this works.
Go on then. You explain it because I haven't got a bleeding clue what's going on.
I'll say it in 10 seconds. I'm in one studio in Liverpool. You're in another studio in another location, which we will keep secret. And we are connected.
Let's keep my location secret.
We're going to have a mysteriosity about it.
Mysteriosity.
Is that a
I like that. I don't know, we'll have that. We'll have that when we get up to M. Mm. We'll have mysteriosity.
And we are connected by the wonders of modern technology.
Yeah, we are. We're connected by the wonders of modern technology through, which is called an ISDN line.
That's right. And what does ISDN stand for, John?
Yeah, I've no idea, do you know?
No. No idea. I think the D stands for digital. The rest of it, I'm stumped. I don't think anyone knows. I don't think it actually stands for anything. I think they couldn't think of a word for it, so they just came up with some letters.
ISDN.
Because it sounds technical, doesn't it? ISDN.
ISDN, yeah. You could do that, though. You could make up words for loads of stuff, couldn't you?
Mm. You're right.
Very good. I like the idea of that. We can just start making stuff up. I can't think of anything to make up. You said something and thought, oh, now you've got to answer yourself. And I think, I don't know what to say. But what we're doing is I'm in one location, Kelvin's in the other. We're having a chat. I've just sent you that tunnel of death, lad. Have a look at that. It's scary. But what?
Are you drinking tea there?
Yeah, I am. Oh, did I sleep then?
Drinking quietly, son. Or was it a pina colada in your exotic location?
Oh, yeah, I wish.
You've got your line there beside the pool with those Madonna-type headphones on, you know.
Yeah.
Strike your pose.
Yeah, that's it. In fact, you know what we should do? We should have a way with Jonathan, the lad who runs the website, and set up a cyber world in which we live. So he could take a photograph of us and put our heads on the bodies of these bronzed Adonises. And just say, yo, it's John Bishop, Kelvin Roberts doing their show from Miami Beach or something like that. No one would know. There must be loads of people from Miami Beach who look like us.
I could be superimposed onto Pamela Anderson.
Let's be honest, it's the only way you're going to get on Pamela Anderson, isn't it? If you're superimposed on her.
I've been there, have you?
Hey. Yeah, I tell you what, that'd be it. I'm not sure whether Pamela Anderson's attractive. Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure if you see somebody like that. I just don't know. I mean, I'd give it a go. You'd give it a go, you'd see. You wouldn't, if she said, do you want to go on a date? I'd say, I'm not sure if you're attractive enough, but let's go out and see. You'd have a go. But did she marry or go out with Kid Rock?
She married him, but haven't they split up?
Yeah, but isn't he ugly?
Kid Rock. I've never seen his face. He always wears these cowboy hats and a pair of shades every time I see him.
Because he's ugly. Because he's embarrassed about his own face. He's got a hooked nose. And he went out with Pamela Anderson. There's something wrong in the world, isn't there? She mustn't get out with anybody.
She married that other guy, the rocker, out of Motley Crue. What was his name? Tommy Lee? That was a famous marriage.
Tommy. Oh, yeah, with the video.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't seen it. Yes.
I don't think we should be talking about this
early. Not really. No.
For Saturday early evening or Sunday afternoon, I think we should. Let's leave that one. Anyway, getting back to the premise of the show. The show is based around the alphabet. We have a chat. We have a chat about certain things based on a certain letter. Last week we did A. This week we're on to what's the letter?
Well, it's A, it's B.
Well done.
Thank you.
The letter is B. We need to get that Sesame Street music in when we do the letter.
Yeah, we discussed that last year, didn't we?
We did, and you know, you being the ace producer, you know, but it hasn't happened.
I've stepped up to the plate.
Stepped up to the plate. We've only had 26 shows. I only won a little bit of Sesame Street. Not happened yet.
Sorted the podcast out, haven't I? Oh, but for those listeners who didn't hear last week, you can now listen to the previous week's show. You can listen to A. And if you're only halfway through this, then you can stop listening to this and listen to B on the podcast tomorrow. Does that make sense?
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So is it the whole show?
I've put the whole show on, slightly edited, to take out all the little nooks and crannies. But at the minute, you can have
a go. Take that out, the show's 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
Take out all the stuff where we're just waffling, there'll be no show.
You'd be surprised what we could squeeze out of that. I'll tell you.
So hang on, just to me.
To you.
How do people listen to a podcast? Now, I'm not doing this so that we have a lame advert. I just genuinely don't know. It's part of the world that exists now that didn't exist when I was growing up, and I have no idea. I don't even know who came up with the word podcast. Why not just say listen again or, you know what I mean? Who said, I tell you what, let's pretend we're sending it into outer space in a pod and cast it asunder. It's a daft word, isn't it? Podcast.
I do like it. There's two ways you can do it. You can either just go to the website, which is obviously CityTalk.fm, citytalk.fm/JohnBishop.
Yeah.
Or if you've got iTunes, which a lot of people will have downloaded, so you can actually go to the iTunes website, do a search, and you'll find us on there as well. That's impressive, isn't it? So you can tell your kids to download your show from iTunes. Obviously,
because my kids would love listening to me for an hour. They don't listen to me in the house. The worst thing in the world is to listen to me. I've got to tell you this as well.
Come on.
Because our shows are now on Saturday and Sunday, and obviously we're not going to be doing them both, what we do, again, to explain the world of radio to everyone. We get together, we do the show, and then it can be played out at different times. And what happened last Saturday, we already had the show, as we call it, in the can, and I went the match. And this feeds into the letter B to an extent, because what happened is I went to the match, and I had a great day. I was really lucky, because Steve Rotherham, the Lord Mayor, invited me because I bought one of his lamb bananas to go to the game.
It was
an expensive match ticket, and it was a 0-0 draw against Fulham. And to be honest with you, I think the Super Lamb Banana could have played better than Lucas. But we'll leave that aside. I got invited to the game, so that's good. That's good. You go to the match, and then and it was dead posh. It was in the director's box. Really nice. Enjoyed it. Then we come out of the match, and he said, "Let's go for a drink." And I'd brought my car, and he said, "Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go in the Lord Mayor's car, and we'll get him to drop us off." So we dropped us off at Orry's, so we went to Orry's, had a quick drink, and then we went into town. I said, "Look, I've got my car, I'm going to move my car from Anfield, and then I can leave it in town overnight, and then I can forget about it." And I went to get my car, it was just across the road from Anfield, and these little things that begin with B and end in, and it rhymes with yards, had smashed my car in. What they'd done, they smashed the passenger window and they'd opened the glove box and they took all my CDs out, all of my CDs, looking for the sat-nav. And then they took the sat-navs. They left all the CDs, which is a bit of an insult, really, to take the CD. In fact, one of the CDs was halfway across the road as if one of the lads had thought, "Oh, I'll have that," and the others had gone, "What do you want that for?" "What are you taking the Tom Jones Greatest Hits for?" So he's thrown it away halfway across the road, discarded CD. So I was insulted the fact that they'd left all my CDs. I was annoyed that they broke into my car, that they'd robbed me sat nav. And I get in the car and I turn the engine on and I'm on the radio. I just heard myself and go, "Oh, shut up, you! Sitting there trying to be funny with your big mate from Widnes. I'm here with a broken car." No, that's frightening. That's why I'll never listen to a podcast or anything like that. I don't like to see myself on telly or listening to myself on radio, but when I've just been broken into and I'm trying to be funny, there's nothing more annoying.
Did you put a claim in for the Tom Jones CD? Are you fully comp?
Yeah. I phoned up and said, "Listen, somebody's left me Tom Jones CD, but it's been ruined." She said, "Well, it's not unusual." No. So, hey!
You see, even knocking out of a net. Tragedy, there's comedy.
Knocking in the net. But and then that's the thing as well. So then I got to Ozil Glass and I did that thing that you thought, "Oh, God." So I phoned up the insurance and Melanie got me the number and I'm out in Liverpool and I thought, So I ended up leaving the car in the middle of Liverpool. One of my mates, Jules, let me leave it in his lockup. So I thought, that's great, and I can go and get it on Monday morning. Which is when I saw you. I saw you in Radio City on Monday morning at 8:30.
Yeah, I was quite surprised by that.
Yeah, it was like
an apparition.
Yeah, what had happened is I had to come over to collect the car because we didn't get a chance to talk about it, so I had to go and collect the car. And then what I'd done is the insurance, you've got to go to Auto Glass, haven't you? Which I wasn't looking forward to, I have to be honest, because I know Auto Glass advertise on the station and stuff, but you've got to be honest, you listen to those Auto Glass adverts and you want to punch the first person from Auto Glass you come across to. You know those adverts, "Hey, you got a chip on your windscreen, have you? Well, you didn't fix it, did you? Hey, if you'd only fix that chip, you wouldn't have a big crack now, would you?" I said to Sandra, you know what I mean? It's just...
But if you're fully insured, you could get your shit fixed for free, yeah. That's
yeah, and
really
it's always in that Geordie voice as well, isn't it? Well, like, you know, that's what I said to her. You know, you've got a little chip on your windscreen light and all you need to do is phone up and we'll fix it for you. And they're just annoying, aren't they? There's loads of people walking around with chips on the screen going, I won't go in because of spite. So I thought, I'll go in, at least my window's broken and not chipped. And to be fair, there was a lad there from Auto Glass, John, who was great. He sorted it out and had the Uber and everything. But what happened, like, when the... Believe it or not, when they break into your car, they don't care what mess they make. Now, the problem is, because my car's just a vehicle for getting from A to B, and I'm not really motivated by cars, it's a bit of a dump, my car. It is a bit of a dump. But you realise, how much of a dump your car is when it's been broke into by vandals and scumbags, and you take it somewhere to replace the window, and he hoovers up all the glass, and then he says to me as I was going here, "It could do with a bit of a clean up, couldn't it?" I felt ashamed. I said, "I'm sorry, nothing bit you, did they? Did anything bite when you were in here?" Because it is, my car's just full of plastic bottles and rubble. And I probably lost one of the kids in there. You just don't clean cars anymore. I do that thing. I have a spring clean of the car. You know, where you just clean it in springtime because there's potatoes growing in the carpet. I don't know what got me onto all that. But it, I feel better I've got it off my chest, though. But I would, so someone, like, I'm just going to say something to anyone listening, right, anyone listening, and I know at times we're all trying to cut corners and make a living and all the rest of it, but never buy a sat-nav off someone in a pub, because it's come out of a car, and that car has been broken into by some scumbag who's trying to make a quick shilling on the back of the hard-earned labour of other people. And also, you can guarantee that that same person's got absolutely no musical taste whatsoever.
I was going to say, if you get offered a sat-nav with a free CD...
With a Tom Jones box set.
Steer clear. Unless you're offered a reward, John.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Tom Jones box set with every sat-nav we nick.
Oh, God bless you.
You know what's annoying as well? You reach that point, don't you, where it's unfortunate, but you, because you want to blame somebody, you just look at any kid who's got a hood on. Do you know what I mean? These might have been wearing suits, I don't know, but whoever I see with a hood on now, I think, you've nicked my sat-nav. Mm. Which is wrong, and the only way of testing it is by grabbing them by the throat, putting them up the wall and saying, right, tell me the directions to Norwich. Go on, what's my quickest route, you? Tell me!
You want to be careful, you know, because these sat-navs, you know, have you got your home programmed into it?
No.
Oh, a good boy.
No. I've got yours.
They'll just drive by. They'll think, no way does he live in this dump. No way.
Yeah, there's a good chance to bring you something.
They'll knock on my door, give me a few quid.
They'll come to your house and think, oh, look at this thing. Let's go on a sponsored drop for him. Let's go on some sponsored fevery so we can bring him something for Christmas. Oh, mate. Are we up for a break?
Not yet, no.
Oh, all right, then.
Keep waffling. Speaking of the game, I believe you were spotted speaking to your mate Steven Gerrard.
He told you that?
I've got my sources.
He told you that?
Got my sources. That's all you need to know, son.
No, it was good.
You mate Steve, eh? You know? Well, what was he talking about?
Well, you know what he's like. He's always asked her an autograph and stuff. And I was like, Steve, just leave it. Kelvin doesn't want to be bothered. Yeah, honestly, he doesn't want to be bothered. Stop hanging out his house. Yeah. No, I've just been lucky enough to meet him a few times, and he's a friendly, genuine bloke. And on Monday, he's playing a game that marks 10 years at Liverpool. And he's a good lad, but it was funny watching the game, sat next to the Lord Mayor with the Liverpool captain sat behind you.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm in the director's box. I can't say or do anything in the director's box. This is the director's box. It's posh. It's just quiet. And the two of them are going, get stuck in! Oh, Jesus! The bear of them, Steve must have kicked every ball, and the Lord Mayor was going, God, Jesus! Not like a Lord Mayor at all. He suited the bling. It was good, though. I'd tell you what.
Did he let you wear his chain?
No.
Well, he's driving his car.
No, never going to go with the chain. Oh. I never got to go. But this is the thing, the Lord Mayor, Steve. This is the interesting thing. Steve, the Lord Mayor of Liverpool gets two seats to the games at Liverpool and two seats to the games at Everton, which is an historical thing. They do it all the time. And obviously, as he said, you know, this was when Lord Mayors had the massive power. So it was an important thing for both clubs to do. So he has to go to the Liverpool games. But he is a Liverpool fan. So I said, well, what happens now? Do Everton think someone else is the Lord Mayor? I'd just be sending me mate. Did Everton think the Lord Mayor is a black woman? He must think we've got a different Lord Mayor every week. You want to do Lord Mayor's girlfriend to Liverpool fan of the Lord Mayor sitting there booing? Yeah, boo!
Oh, dear, dear.
I would, it'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'd send me new mate, mini mate. The Lord Mayor got stuck in the wash, shrunk. Oh well, listen. You're listening to John Bishop, Calvin Roberts. This is the alphabet soup. We're supposed to be discussing things beginning with the letter B. However, as you've probably found if you're a regular listener to this show, this is really a show where I just get things off my chest, and Calvin sits there more as a counsellor than a producer. Mm. I have one thing to get off my chest, and it does begin with B, and it was I spent half a day this week, and I would say it was the most frustrating day I have had. And I'll tell you why. I have an office in my house, and so what I did is I got a broadband. There you go, that's the letter B. I got a broadband fitted by a company who remain nameless, but the first letter is the one that we're talking about, and the next one's T. So they came and fitted the business broadband. And that was fine. And then what happened is I was moving offices. I was moved office out of my house because I never get anything done. And anyone who's got kids will understand exactly what I mean by that. Anyone who's got kids and married will understand exactly what I mean. And anyone who's got kids and married with a dog will know exactly what I mean. Because you can never get more than 20 minutes without one of the kids fighting, or your missus asking you to do something, or the dog just being a dog and bringing you a ball. So I thought, I can't get anything done. So I'll rent an office. So I moved out the house, phoned them up. I said, I don't need the broadband anymore. And they said, this company, beginning with the letter of which we were discussing, second letter T, said, but you're on a 2-year contract. And I said, all right. I'm on a 2-year contract, let it run out, transfer it to my mum and dad's house. Because last year I bought my mum and dad a computer for Christmas. Ooh. Which was a great thing. It was a great thing. It gave my dad a computer for the first time. It's like giving a 5-year-old a combine harvester.
They can download the show podcast from iTunes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, this is it. They went to classes and everything. They're really, really into it. I'd say the first time they got it, it was like, what? What?
What is
it? It was all like, what is this? What is this? And then they've got into it. They really have got into it. And my dad found some of the first ships that he worked on when he was on the tugs and all the rest of it, working on the dock. So it was great. And that was good. That was good. So I got them. And I thought, the broadband's handy. We've not lost anything. It's moved over. I've got to pay it anyway. Blah, blah, blah. And that contract was meant to be coming to an end. So I phoned them up this week to say, look, now the contract's only got a week to go. I want to end it. And then I'll transfer my mum and dad's broadband onto something that's not as expensive as you. To which they said, well, you can't. Well, actually, what happened, and this is the annoying thing, I got through and it goes, hello, this is T. And they give you six options, and you've got to wait to hear all six options, because the first couple of options aren't your option. You know, as you say, press 1 for customer services, press 2 to pay a bill, press 3 to place an order, press 4 to chase up an order, press 5 if you've got red hair. And I was going right through all of these options, and you're waiting there, waiting for your option. None of them's right, but I press 6. And then at 6, I had 5 options. So then I press 4 on the 5 options, and then I got given another 4 options, and then I pressed 2 on those options, and someone answered the phone, and this had taken me about 10 minutes, and then this girl answered the phone and said, what do you want? I said, what do you mean, what do I want? I've been asked four questions before I got to you. Aren't you the person who answers the phone when people have pressed 6, 4, and 2? Isn't that your phone? Aren't you the 6, 4, 2 person who answers? She said, I don't know what options you've been picking. What kind of a service is that? That's just putting you off, innit? Just putting you off. I eventually get through to this person who says, no, you've now got to keep your contract for another year because we've given you a 2-year contract. I said, no, you haven't. He said, yes, you have. I said, no, I haven't. He said, yes, you have. I said, no, I haven't. He said, yes, you have. I said, when did I sign a contract? You've signed it. I said, no, I haven't. He said, yes, you have. I said, no, I haven't. And you know what they said? And this has done my head in. Oh. This fella said, well, what you can do... he said, what you can do? I got annoyed with this fella. I got, you know how annoyed I got? I got annoyed enough to say, what's your name?
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Now we get to that stage.
You're not messing about with Johnny Bishop. Hey, I want to know your name, big fella.
And what country are you in?
Yeah.
Just so you can have it down. Name?
I said, how do you spell that? I'm not very good at Arabic. So I get this fella's name. I said, I said, I need to speak to someone. I just want to say, I want to cancel it. Somebody's told me it runs out this time. You're saying that. He said, well, they're wrong. I said, well, how do you know they're wrong? He said, well, they're wrong. I said, well, I just want to cancel it. He said, well, you can't cancel it. I said, I want to speak to your superior. He said, if you want to complain, email. I said, what? He said, go onto the live forum and email. I said, what's that? So he said, oh, God. So I then had to go on to www.bt.com/complaints. And then when you get onto that, you apparently get onto this, like, a live forum. I said, well, what's that? He said, well, there's somebody sat there waiting to answer. I said, why don't you just bloody answer? So I had to get onto this. So by this point, I was so bloody annoyed. So I got onto it. I'm like that. And I've got his name, and I've done that, and I've done, I've had this, and you've done that, and I wrote this big thing, and I'm a bing, send, and then a note comes up saying, you've used too many characters. Can you write it again? How hard is it to complain? I couldn't believe it. So still, I still don't know whether I've cancelled it or not, or whether I've signed up for another contract for the next 5 years, but you can't do that. Anyone, I'm just letting any company now know that if you want to supply customer service, put a human being at the end of the phone to answer the phone, speak in a language you understand, and tell us the answers we want. Don't put obstacles in our way, because the problem now is I've got a BT contract, but I've no phone because I was so angry I just smashed it to pieces.
You know what the simplest thing is to do? In all seriousness, just don't pay the bill. They'll soon call you. Let them do the chasing.
Yeah, but you know what? One of the things that I'm really, really happy about is I've got a 4-star credit rating. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it goes up to 100.
I thought I had a swimming pool on my head.
That means you can work in McDonald's. You go straight to the drive-through. You know, you don't start up the fries with 4 stars, mate. You're straight up to the burgers.
Hey, if there's a man who knows how worthy a star is in McDonald's, it's yourself.
That's right.
I went into my mobile phone supplier, and I said, I want to get a BlackBerry. And I won't mention the name because they're doing me no favours.
You just said it.
I never mind mobile phone supplier.
Oh, right.
The other ones, BT, I hate them. They're crap. I don't mind mentioning their name. They're rubbish. But and they can try and sue me if they like. But I went to my mobile phone supplier. I don't know why I had to put on that stupid voice.
Yeah, that really scared him away, that, John.
Yeah. Now you see why I don't want my kids to listen to me on podcast. You know, imagine trying to tell my kids off tomorrow and go, hey, get ready for school. No, I won't. What are you going to do? So anyway, I went to my mobile phone supplier. I said, listen, I fancy one of these BlackBerries. Have you seen them?
Are you asking me? Oh, yes.
No, I haven't gone into a shop that sells them. Said, fancy one of them things in the window. Have you seen them? I don't think customer services fell that low in the country. But I went into this. I went into the shop. I said, I fancy a BlackBerry. I fancy a BlackBerry. I've seen people with BlackBerries. I fancy a BlackBerry. Now, I didn't want a BlackBerry at first because I thought, how annoying would that be if when you're out, you get your emails all the time? And it's just an annoying thing, isn't it? A BlackBerry. But, you know, there's got to be a time where no one can get you. I think that's the way you should live, is have your own space. But then I've seen them, and they look brilliant. Everyone seems to be able to do stuff. And what happened, I had to go to Ireland. Wasn't last week, was it? It was the week before. And I turned up at the airport, and I didn't have the reference number, because the reference number was on an email. And I thought, ooh, if I had a BlackBerry, I'd be able to get on that plane, rather than stand there now like a bit of an idiot going, isn't my passport due? And so I thought, no, I'll get one. So I went into the shop. I said, I can have a BlackBerry. And he said, so we started talking about BlackBerries. And then, and fair play to the lad, he said, what you need to do is to phone up. He said, because I can't do much for you in the shop, but if you phone up, they'll send you one for free.
Ooh.
And I said, how are they going to do that? And he said, because you've got 4 stars. And I went, ooh. I said, what are we talking here? He said, we're talking 4 stars. He said, that's the top. He said, on our grading system, you've got a great credit rate. I thought, right. Any chance that you can lend us the money to buy a house? Because I pay my bill all the time. I've got a good credit rate with them. So that's all right, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You'll be getting one of those. You've been specially selected for a £5,000 loan soon.
I know. That's what I mean. I'm surprised that the IMF haven't phoned me up and said, listen, the world's in financial meltdown, but according to your phone company, your credit's top of the list, kid. What do we do? How do we turn it all round? Anyway, we need to get on to this letter. B. B. Now that I've libelled a telephone company beginning with the same letter, say something else begins with B. And I tell you why I'm telling you to say something, because I'm going to take my headphones off.
Right.
I'm going to take my jumper off because I'm roasting. So you can fill in. You can earn some money for a change and start talking.
I do this for love.
Oh, me. Yeah. For love of what?
I don't even get the bus fare home for this, you matey. Tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, people do this for you.
What
people
don't
realise is the hassle I go through to get you to do anything. Anything. I tell you what, Roberts, I've been carrying you for far too long.
If you did, you'd have a bad back.
That's why I've got to do the shows from another location.
Carrying me. You're lucky to have someone of my calibre.
Oh, yeah.
Change your schedule at the drop of a hat. You don't appreciate me.
Don't appreciate you. I'm not even getting into it. I'm not having a domestic on the airways. But I think we all know the truth of the matter. I think we all know. Hey, I think everybody knows. I think Big Dickie, our boss, I think he knows.
Hey, Richard knows. You say it rightly, he knows. And all I'll say, and this is coming out of the final edit, you know what happened the last time I came off the show on Radio City? The show collapsed. Let that be a warning to you, Bishop. Let that be a warning to you.
I'll say nothing.
Do you want but Carlos back?
I thought Carlos was all right, to be fair. And he didn't answer back.
I keep you on your toes, lad.
I heard a thing this week about the news. And it was one of the MPs was talking about it and was complaining about 24-hour news. And it's true. You can sit at home. And I remember when something came up and said news flash, everyone stopped. Everyone thought this is it, if the Russians press the button or you know, as the Queen died. There was something, a news flash was a dramatic thing. You sit at home now, you've got Sky News on, and then all of a sudden you'll see breaking news across the bottom. You think, oh, breaking news, and it'll be like Peter and Jordan have gone shopping.
Spotted.
Yeah. That's what it is, isn't it? And you think, well, where's the breaking news? Where is the breaking news? Yeah. Where's the excitement of the breaking news? And the problem is, these days, it's not that much happens that you don't know about.
Yeah.
We all know straight away, so they have to start making things up. Or making it more dramatic than what it normally is.
They've got to put into 24 hours what the 6 o'clock news do in 26 minutes. Just watch the 6 o'clock news. You don't need all this.
But if you look at it, I think Sky News is like the news as if created by a woman suffering from PMT. Because every now and again, there's just a big thing about nothing. This is breaking news, you! There's no sugar in the house! Don't call me fat! That's what it's like, isn't it? And then all of a sudden it's dead calm for a few hours. And no! Breaking news again! Where's me shoes? It's great offending ladies, isn't it? So we need something structured around the letter B. We've not mentioned the letter B so far. Baboon.
What about it? Is it an endangered species?
Baboon. No, it's just a great word, isn't it?
Baboon.
I think that's a great word. Baboon. When the explorers went into the jungles and he said, "What's that?" And somebody's come up with the word baboon.
Yeah, but who picks these names?
Baboon.
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 Yeah, but it sounds African though, doesn't it?
Baboon.
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 I think we've said baboon enough now, Joe.
Baboon.
Show's on the loop.
I'm trying to get an echo. Baboon. 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 But when you think about it, as a word, if it wasn't describing the animal that it was describing, it'd be a very difficult word to apply to anything else. Like, you see all of these car manufacturers who try to come up with great words for their cars. No one's ever thought, I'll tell you what, the Ford Baboon will shift some units, will it? The baboon, the family car with a little bit of fun.
You've got the cougar.
The cougar, that's what I mean. They're good names, aren't they, for cars? But baboon doesn't work on anything else except the big monkey. What's your baboon?
Was King Kong a baboon or was he a gorilla?
What was that?
King Kong, was he a baboon or a gorilla?
He was a gorilla. Well, he was also a fictional character, to be honest with you. I wouldn't base everything on that, but he was a gorilla. I think the baboons are the ones with the big arms who swing from the trees, and the gorillas are the ones who forage in the... I should watch Gorillas in the Mist so I know the difference, but I've never wanted to because I always feel that it would be sad. It'll be one of those films where I don't want to as a grown man blubber in front of my own kids going, look at the big monkey, he's dead. I don't want to do that, but I'm sure I would do.
In that case, then you shouldn't watch King Kong.
Yeah, but I know King Kong's not real. You know, that's the difference between me. I don't care if a puppet dies. I haven't got enough sympathy in me for things that are inanimate objects that are worked by machine. Okay, oh look, the puppets fell over. Isn't that sad?
Puppets.
Well, whatever it was, the CGI puppet thingies fell over, which was never real anyway. Who wants a 60-foot gorilla?
How could you always end up in New York as well? What is it about New York that attracts the likes of Godzilla and King Kong? What is it?
A useful skyline.
Well, they got one in Singapore, they got one in Hong Kong. King Kong. How could no one ever thought of that one?
Because when they made the original film in the 1930s, the Hong Kong film industry wasn't as big as you'd have thought, to be honest with you. And the idea of saying to people in America, I'd say, well, why don't we base this in Singapore? You know what I mean? Let's all pretend that everyone in Singapore speaks English. Man, you did it with the king and I, didn't he? Which was in Siam.
Siam.
Where's Siam?
Vietnam.
No.
Taiwan?
No.
I'll just be guessing now, so you might as well
tell
me.
Go, Thailand.
Thailand, yeah.
Kingdom of Siam. But I tell you what, I think that's a little bit of education that we've brought to the show, which in part of this show today has been lacking. and I think we can move to a break now, feeling gratified that we haven't just waffled, we haven't just warbled, we've provided those three people, one of which was you, who didn't know that Siam was Thailand. We've provided them with that little extra bit of knowledge. We've not educated them on the letter B, but we've provided them with that, and we've got the word baboon into a radio show, which, to be honest, hasn't happened very often in the past. Let's have a break. It's John Bishop, Kelvin Roberts, Alphabet Soup on City Talk 105.9. Why do I have to do that at the end of every break? I should do that at the beginning. It's the bit where we need to bring in the 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Yes, it's cold signing, like you used to have on your old CB radio, so people know what they're listening to.
Hey, Big Roger, or what are they called? White Trucker. What was that thing that they used to say? Oh!
Oscar Charlie?
No, there was another one. Oh! That was famous, and used to say, the smokies are coming. Super Daddy Bear or something like that. Darn, it'll annoy. You know what will annoy me? It's that pointless, mindless drivel trivia, and that'll pop into my head at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is the kind of thing that really bugs me about my brain. It's got the worst filing system ever. Somewhere in my brain, it still thinks it needs to know what that word is, even though the joke's long past, whatever joke that I could have derived from it is gone. My brain's still thinking, find it out, and I don't want to know anymore, and it's your fault. Al, come back.
Al's back in the studio now.
Al's back in the studio. Now, Al, for people who don't know, Al is the person within Radio City. You know when you hear jingly things? Part of Al's job is that fair to say, Al?
I'm glad you're telling me what I'm supposed to be doing, John.
Yeah, he's a jingly person. And he's a happy little elf who works for Radio City.
That's the kindest description I've heard in at least 37 minutes.
He is a lot happy. Look at him. Kelvin, I'm not there, but look at him now. Imagine him with a little green hat on.
If I was an elf, I would have pointy ears like Spock and be talking in a voice like that. John, it's lovely to be here.
But look at him, he's got all the attributes of being an elf. He's little, pointy nose, smiley face, never unhappy. I've never come across you, Al, and said, how are you, Al? And you've gone, oh, I don't want to talk about it. Not like that grumpy sod who's with you now.
It's yin and yang, isn't it? I have to be happy because Kelvin's always unhappy.
Kelvin's the miserablest person on the planet.
I think that's unfair. I've seen him crack a smile at least twice in the last 2 hours.
I'm keeping out of this. Usually I get the short straw of the abuse again, as always.
Yeah. But listen, what we do on the show is about the letter B. We haven't mentioned the letter B to a great extent. So what we like to do within the show is to have a word off at the end of the show. So we're in the final section, and the way the word off works is you have to say a word beginning with that letter, but you can't be repeating what the other person said.
Oh, right, I see. So we've actually got to come up with more than three words beginning with B.
Also, I'm going to bring in an additional rule. There can be no plurals. So if I say boot, you can't say boots.
Ah, I see. Yes, very good.
And whatever goes on in Fight Club stays in Fight Club.
Yeah.
I understand the rules.
So the order that we'll have it in will be Al, me, and then Kelvin.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. Is everyone happy with that?
I've just got to ask, can you do brand names, or does it have to be just description?
No, it's got to be in the dictionary, which we
don't have. Why can't you do brand names?
Well, that's not a word, that's a brand. You can't go around saying, you know...
But John just said boots, I thought that would be all right.
Well, boots are something you wear.
Yeah, see. I told you, he's a funny little elf.
Up there for thinking, you know, down there for
dancing,
Now, also, Al, what you've got to realise, this is sudden death. So once you've made the mess of it, you've gone. You've done. You've finished. You're out of here. You're history.
It's like psychologist word association.
Yeah, that's not how we describe it to the listeners, but if that's what you want to say.
Well, goodness knows what they make of the pair of you is all I can say. I'm telling you.
The thing is, we only do it by the end of the show, because at this point, by now, there's nobody listening anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Let's crack on then.
All right, then. Are you ready, Al?
I'm ready.
You're going to start it, then me, then Kelvin.
All right.
Okay, anything beginning with the letter L.
L? What's a B?
I thought it was so, B.
I've no idea where that came from.
You're throwing us now. That's what it is.
I have no idea what made me say L then. God. Anything beginning with the letter B.
Kelvin's only annoyed because he spent the last minute scribbling down loads of words with a pen.
What's up? You wouldn't notice that.
If he's doing that, take it off and throw it away. That's wrong.
It's gone. He's ripped it up. There we go. It's flown past my head. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. My word is brokerage.
What? That's too intelligent.
Hold on, I thought it was supposed to be quick.
Do you know who you're playing with? All right, my word's ball.
Basketball.
Balloon.
Baboon.
Boomerang.
Bright.
Bribery.
Ball.
Bonkers.
Maybe I'll go. Oh, sorry, if I go. Bat.
Billy Ricky.
Billy Can.
Ooh, Billy Goat.
Bard.
Bratislava.
Blackpool.
Bananas.
Beep.
Ooh, Bravo.
Boing.
That's not a word in the dictionary.
Boing.
No, I don't. Okay. Brass.
Brasserie.
Hold on, no plurals.
That's not a plural. It's a completely different thing.
Right, so brasserie is what is a brasserie? Yes, it's a place where you serve food and drink.
Yeah, and a brass is a mess.
So brass probably just
we're not debating this. I'm the referee. I'm winning. Go on, Kelvin.
Building.
Bricks. Oh, that's a plural. Brick.
Brand.
Banshee.
Right, I'm going to have to abdicate because, amusingly, I've got to go and fix something in another studio. Isn't that ridiculous?
I'm going to throw the ball at him.
Ah! That's it. Thank you for letting me play. I hope you keep going. Your turn, Vino.
He's crazier than a basket full of squirrels, that lad.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. He's scarred.
Let's never, ever have him playing again. Ever. He ruined that. We normally have a little bit of banter with this and it's fun. He come in with a bit of like brokerage. I felt all of a sudden intimidated. You can't start a game off like that, can you? Brokerage. What's all that about?
So funny. Brokerage. Should we go home?
I think so. Let's finish off something else that begins with B, and it's also the happiest song in the world. Enjoy what's left of your weekend. Take care.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we old bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, we old bimbo, bimbo, does your mummy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh? Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh?
Download John Bishop's Alphabet Soup podcast now at citytalk.fm.